on Rodeo there in Beverly Hills. People seem to enjoy watching us do our show live, because I think it's a radio show that is kind of visual too. So if you'd like, that's how we're going to do this next week. We're trying to be fair with the number of tickets that we disseminate for this thing. Now, today is Friday the 13th, and not only is it Friday the 13th, it's October, and not only is it October Friday the 13th, there is a vivid, bright, full moon all across the earth on this eve. And it almost feels like Halloween, even though Halloween's 2 weeks away. It almost feels like it ought to be Halloween tonight. And even the kids were remarking, oh, man, it's Friday the 13th, and Melissa's up in San Francisco with her fiancé, and she didn't want to fly because she was afraid of flying on Friday the 13th, and a whole bunch of bullcrap. So people were kind of mindful of that day. Mike was perusing some websites today, and he came across some interesting websites and some disturbing websites having to do with vampirism and vampire sects, one of which is populated by teenagers, and it's right here in Southern California. Now, we are not going to mention any high schools, although I know the high school that this young man that we're going to bring on, I know the high school that he goes to. I'm familiar with it. This is a coven of vampires. Now, are they really undead sleeping in? Well, let me just ask the young guy right now. And this is R.C. Collins, right, R.C.? How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, right off the bat, you don't believe you can sleep in your native soil and...
No. We do not do that, Mr. Henry. We are very much of this earth.
All right. So, but you are vampires.
Yes, sir, we are.
You consider yourself to be...
We consider ourselves to be a brotherhood. We belong to a sect. We do have certain rituals. And we do believe that in sharing of the life essence, that we do bring ourselves spiritual immortality.
How old are you? Excuse me. How old are you?
You got a cold?
Yeah.
Me too.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 16. And
you're a junior.
I'm a junior in high school, yes, sir.
Okay. Are your parents, R.C., aware of what you're doing?
Mr. Henry, that's a question that we do not choose to answer. Whenever any of us give a interview to the press, either at the radio, television, or newspaper level, we don't go there.
Why not?
Because, frankly, we are of our own mind. We are of our own sect, and we don't believe we have to answer to any artificially constructed parental paradigm. So, we just give us the decency and the dignity of being, you know, who we are.
Okay, I'm not trying to say that you're not of your own mind or even old enough to make your own decisions, but do you live at home?
I am currently tethered to my mother.
Do you love your mother?
I'm sorry?
Do you love your mother?
Yes, I do love my mother, and I love my father. But this is beyond love of mother and father. This is the love of the earth and the goddess earth. And it is also a love of the dark, in the night, in the dark.
Okay.
That's a little prayer that we use.
All right. Your sect is called what?
Phil, our sect is called the Mystery of the Blood Chalice. We are goth, and we do enjoy the music of The Cure and Robert Smith's lyrics especially. And if I may, I'd like to quote one of Robert Smith's...
Robert Smith is the lead singer of The Cure?
Yes, he is.
Okay. And what did you want to quote?
Well, it's a prayer that we use one of the lyrics of The Cure, and it is a prayer. It's from a song by The Cure called... Blood. Tell me who doesn't love. What can never come back? You can never forget.
Now, whoa.
Yes, sir?
Okay, you're saying it in a way. What is that?
That is our Mystery of the Blood Chalice cadence. That is the, what you would call the inflection that we give it.
Why do you do that?
Well, we believe every prayer is like a song. We do believe that the origins of the Mystery of the Blood Chalice are in Eastern Europe, and so we do try to be as much like our Creator as we can.
Well, what are you trying to sound like? I mean,
I realize we're humorous to you.
No, 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 but just tell me, are you trying to sound like Dracula?
No, sir, we are not. We are trying to sound like the Eastern European practitioners of the mystery of the blood chalice, who originated the mystery.
So you're trying to sound like you come from Transylvania?
Eastern Europe.
Okay, go ahead.
Tell me who doesn't have love. What can never come back? You can never forget.
Okay, I have to,
I thank you very much.
Oh, come on. Did the kid hang up? Mike, do you have the contact number on him? If tell him I won't laugh. I'm sorry. I won't laugh at him. Please get him back on the line. It's unbelievable. This kid is a junior in high school here in the Los Angeles area. He is part of a sect called the Mystery of the Blood Chalice. They are vampires, and they apparently are very much into the music of The Cure. He said that he's goth, too. Is it the same thing? I don't know. He said he's goth. He said he's into, and here he is, okay? So, RC, I apologize.
I want you to know that this is my religion. And
yes, sir, and I apologize very much.
Well, I don't think anybody wants to be laughed at. They're in the middle of their religion.
I understand that, sir. I apologize.
I'd like to complete the prayer, and I'd like to do it in an atmosphere of understanding for my religion, Mr. Henry, the same respect I'd give you in your religion.
That is a fair statement, and I will certainly... So these are the lyrics to the song Blood by The Cure, and you also use it as a prayer.
This is the precursor prayer to our partaking of the essence.
And by that you mean drinking blood?
Drinking blood, yes.
Are you going to drink blood here on the air tonight?
Yes, I am.
All right, go ahead.
This is Blood. It's by Robert Smith of The Cure. Tell me who doesn't love, who can never come back. You can never forget how it used to feel. The illusion is deep. It's as deep as the night. I can tell by your tears you remember it all. I am paralyzed by the blood of Christ. Though it clouds my eyes, I can never stop. How it feels to be dry, walking bare in the sun. Every mirage I see is a mirage of you. And that is the prayer, the precursor.
Okay, and that is a precursor to you drinking blood.
Yes.
All right, tonight on our show, this young man, R.C. Collins, is going to drink blood, and he is with a sect called Mystery of the Blood Chalice. They consider themselves to be vampires. They also consider themselves to be goth. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Do you do any animal sacrifice?
No, we do not.
Do you harm other human beings?
No, sir, we do not.
All right. Are you in any way, would you call yourself satanic?
No, we are not satanic. We are the Mystery of the Blood Chalice. We're goth. We're into Guar, The Cure. Also, although we don't think they're that good anymore, Sirith Uncle.
I imagine these are bands?
Yes, they are.
Do you think Guar is any good anymore?
Thank you very much.
Oh, come on, man. Up again. All right, get him back on. You know something? I'm just going to have to be straight with this kid. 1-800-449-6686. Tell him we want to do the blood sacrifice thing that he's going to do too, Mike. 1-800-449-8686. We're the kid named R.C. Collins. He's a vampire. He is a member of vampire sect and also is goth. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Okay, R.C.?
Yes, sir.
All right, I will not laugh, and I will attempt to respect your ritual. We're with R.C. Collins. This is the Phil Hendry Show, and we are basically talking with R.C. about the mystery of the... what is that?
Phil, this is the music of Liege, who we consider to be our Lord, Robert Smith of The Cure. Let's listen.
Kid on hold. He's got to understand that he can't do that, okay? Okay, RC?
I'm awfully sorry, but basically what we do is listen to the music of The Cure, we then say our prayer, and then we begin to partake of the essence, the blood essence, as the mystery of the blood chalice unfolds. And
you're 16 years old, and you're sucking human blood.
We do drink human blood, yes, sir.
All right. So you need that music.
Yes, we do. And
well, please keep it lowered so we can hear your prayer and hear you talking, all right?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
And, Mr. Henry, if you're...
We are ready for you. This is R.C. Collins. He's with the Mystery of the Blood Chalice. We are allowed into a religious service right now that is a vampire sect. He's going to be drinking human blood. I'm just going to let you do this. Go ahead.
We begin with a prayer. The Mystery of the Blood Chalice, Mr. Henry, is the mystery of Earth. We take this instrument and we draw the essence from our host. What I am doing right now, Mr. Henry, is I have a pen, and I am going to draw blood from my own finger with the pen. And,
Okay. Okay, R.C., did you prick yourself?
Yes, I did. I now squeeze some of the blood essence. Finger, and as a vampire, I must relish this moment because I am now about to suck the blood. I'm feeling a little lightheaded.
Are you sucking your own blood?
Yeah.
You pricked your own finger and you're drinking your own blood.
Yes, I do.
What did you say?
Yes, I am. Hold on for a minute. I'm drinking my own blood, yeah.
All right, hold on for a minute.
Yeah?
I thought that you guys drank each other's blood. How many people are in the Mystery of the Blood Chalice?
We've got three guys right now that are guys that are also in the band at school. So...
Are you, in other words, not drinking their blood? You're... What are you doing now?
Well, right now, I'm sitting here... Hold on. I have on my hood, which is the Mystery of the Blood Chalice cape, I'm holding a scepter, and the three members of my sect, whose names I cannot use, for they are unnameable and unmentionable, they are those that cannot be named. They are at my feet.
Wait a minute, man. So you're sitting there in a cape with a hood and you're sucking on your own finger.
What about it?
Yeah,
Look.
All right, man. I just want to... R.C.?
Yeah, hold on. Yes, sir.
All right, so your sect, the Mystery of the Blood Chalice, is a sect that drinks not other people's blood, but...
No, that'd be gross. We're not... God. You kidding me?
Well, what are you doing, man?
You didn't drink anybody else's blood. That's gross to the extreme. What we do is partake of our own host. Why?
Well, just,
Mr. Henry, we found that our religion has been insulted many times.
I'm not insulting your religion, man. You're sitting in a cape in the basement of your mom's house, sucking on your own finger. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think if you're going to be a vampire, you have to drink someone else's blood.
Well, we tried that. One of the unnameable tried that, and he threw up...
Well, yeah, forget it with the unnameable. These guys got names.
One guy's name is Justin.
Okay.
Justin tried it. He tried to suck out of Brian's neck.
Yeah, go ahead, man. Play some music.
Just get some more blood here.
So Justin tried to suck out of Brian's neck, and it was gross?
Huh?
Justin tried to suck out of Brian's neck, and it was gross, huh?
Oh, no.
So now you guys sit around sucking on your own fingers.
Mr. Ernie, hold on for a minute.
Oh, God, this kid's sick thing. Put him on hold, will you? I can't listen to this guy sucking on his own finger. Mike, I wanted a vamp. Is this one of the vampire sex that you found online? What's the kid's website? He's got his own website. He started it up with the help of Tripod or something. I mean, what? You know, is it Angel? BarnabasCollins.com. All right, well, all he's doing is he's sitting there in one of his mom's, you know, tablecloths that he spray-painted black, and he's sucking his own finger. I do not call that a vampire sect. Un-freaking-believable, man. Get this kid back on. All right, hey, RC. Hey, RC.
Yes, sir.
All right, how long does the blood-sucking continue, man?
Robert Smith is gone.
How long does the blood-sucking continue?
I'm going to knock it off now because I'm getting a little lightheaded. But I've been sucking out of my own finger now for about 5 minutes. You see, Mr. Hendry, in order for me to continue my vampire state, I must suck from the host until he's almost dead. And then,
wait a second. How can you...
I have to suck from the host.
How can you suck from the host until he's almost... You're drinking your own blood and putting it right back into your own body.
I'll bet I drank about a gallon of blood. You'll see.
Wait a second, man. Hold on.
What?
How can you drink from the host until he's almost dead when you're drinking your own blood and swallowing it back into your own body?
Oh, well, see, now you're just dissing our culture, see?
I'm not dissing your culture, man. I'm asking a very logical question. I mean...
I've drunk a gallon of blood.
Yeah. All right, man. I'm done with him. Next time you go on the website, find some vampire thing, man. The kid's sitting there sucking on his own finger. I drank a gallon of blood. Barnabas Collins. 1-800-449-8686. My apologies. I thought that we were going to... It's, you know, Friday the 13th. I wanted to do something special. I wanted it to be kind of scary. People seem to enjoy watching us do our show live because I think it's a radio show that is kind of visual, too. So if you'd like, that's how we're going to do this next week. We're trying to be fair with the number of tickets that we...